Konnichiwa from Islington. This is the Rorschach Japan update from the 27th of November 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Japan. On Friday the 21st, China sent a letter to the UN accusing Japan of violating international law by threatening armed intervention over Taiwan, referring to Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's remark from a couple of weeks ago. However, Japan responded on Monday the 24th, saying that its defense policy is strictly passive. Many online supported Japan, saying that it has every right to choose who it wants to be allies with. Even though China has encouraged its citizens not to travel to Japan and has even banned some Japanese imports, many Japanese businesses and residents have pretty much shrugged their shoulders in response. Some have even said that they'd like it if there were fewer Chinese tourists, because there has been too much over-tourism lately anyway. Other international relations are doing much better. Prime Minister Takaichi went to her first G20 summit in Johannesburg over the weekend and met with fellow leaders, many for the first time. She shared photos online, including a warm greeting from Italy's Giorgia Meloni, and spoke with 18 leaders on the summit's first day. Some of these included Britain's Keir Starmer, plus Germany's Friedrich Merz and India's Narendra Modi. Officials said Takaichi made a lot of progress in strengthening relationships with other countries. While Takaichi rises, another political figure, Tatsuji Sugimoto, the governor of Fukui, falls. He said on Tuesday the 25th that he would resign after admitting he sent sexually harassing messages to multiple staff members. The 63-year-old initially tried to downplay his actions while officials investigated, but he said he now accepts full responsibility for severely damaging public trust. An independent lawyer surveyed over 6,000 staff on possible harassment, with results expected next year. Tragically, on Monday the 24th, a man stole a car from a dealership and ran through a crosswalk, injuring 10 people and killing one. Of those injured, one went to the hospital in critical condition. The car then crashed into a guardrail and the driver ran away. Tokyo police detained a suspect. They are currently questioning him, but he has so far denied being the driver. In a quick update to a story from last week, city officials in Oita City, southwestern Japan, confirmed on Saturday the 22nd that the fire that destroyed around 170 buildings had been put out. And as if the city hadn't suffered enough, a magnitude 5.8 earthquake hit Oita and the nearby Kumamoto Prefecture on Tuesday the 25th. Magnitude 5 is strong enough to make it difficult for people to walk and may cause minor property damage. This time, a senior citizen fell down and got injured, but no property damage. The meteorological agency said that people should stay on alert for the next week or so, since another quake could hit. The last time the region had an earthquake that strong was back in January 2019, so it caught a lot of people off guard. In tech news, JR Central, the railway company, recently said it will test an AI-based multilingual information service at JR Shinagawa Station in Tokyo from the 15th of December to mid-March. Foreign visitors can scan a QR code to access JR Talk AI, a chatbot that can help users learn about things like ticket purchase and large luggage rules. The system supports English, Chinese, Korean, French, and Spanish, provides location-based information, and offers English commentary on regional history and culture along the route. JR Central said that, depending on how the tests work out, they may expand the service. Switching gears to a business, Vandana Ari, a global energy analyst, recently wrote that liquefied natural gas, or LNG, will likely experience a huge increase by 2030, and Asian countries, including Japan, should try to take advantage of it. This may lead to lower prices and support cleaner energy, but it'll be harder for some countries to afford in terms of infrastructure. Places like Japan and South Korea should be fine, since they already have plenty of storage and pipeline infrastructure ready to use LNG. But that's not really the case with many Southeast and South Asian countries. A lot of countries might also not have good contracts to buy LNG, which can be another problem. Because of this, Hari said that even though there will be more supply of LNG, it may not lead to lower costs for the everyman. Meanwhile, Asahi Group Holdings said on Thursday the 27th that almost a cyber attack back in September may have leaked 2 million pieces of personal data. The company said the stolen information could include addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses of employees and customers. In October, the hacker group Killin said they were the ones behind it, allegedly using stolen passwords to repeatedly access Asahi's computer system. The company said it has since improved its security. It also reported all of its findings on the cyber attack and potential data leaks to the government. Order and shipment systems will resume gradually starting in December. On that note about tightening security, Japan said on Wednesday the 26th that it plans to tighten screening of foreign residents by improving the government's internal communication. To do this, they will include information on unpaid taxes and social insurance in the My Number system, the Japanese version of social security numbers. Starting in 2027, immigration authorities will be able to view this data directly, potentially denying residency renewals to those with non-payment histories. The government also hopes to stop foreign nationals who don't have resident status from receiving child care allowances. Officials are also thinking of creating other measures, like requiring foreign visitors to enroll in private medical insurance before entering the country. In sports news, Sekiwake Onishiki, a Ukrainian sumo wrestler, won the Kyushu Grand Sumo Tournament on Sunday the 23rd, beating out Hoshoryu, a grand champion. He will likely be promoted to the second highest rank in sumo wrestling, called Oseki. Raised in Western Ukraine, Onishiki began sumo at age 7 and moved to Japan in 2022 after Russia's invasion. He trained at Kansai University and later joined the Ashigawa stable. His fans praise his dedication, humble nature, and resilience, overcoming war-torn beginnings to get where he is today. In science, on Friday the 21st, an employee of the Anan City Science Center in Tokushima Prefecture, Western Japan, took a video of what looked like several shooting stars very close together, called a meteoroid cluster. He wasn't the only one who saw it, as people across Western Japan and even a security camera could see the cluster. Meteoroid clusters happen when bits of space dust break apart just before entering the atmosphere, but since it's so rare, scientists still don't know a lot about them. This marks only the 10th or so case of meteoroid clusters recorded in the world. Finishing off this edition with some entertainment news, the film Kokuo, directed by Lee Sang-il and centered on the life of an actor in a type of traditional Japanese theater called kabuki, has earned 17 billion yen, which is $108 million, until Monday the 24th. This makes it the highest-grossing live-action Japanese film ever. Distributor Toho announced that it has surpassed the previous record set by Bayside Shakedown 2 in 2003. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget that our new very cool t-shirts are out now. Set up your personal collection and we'll give you a discount code for your friends. But it gets better. The person who sells the most t-shirts with the discount code will get a free trip to Lisbon in early April. Check the link in the show notes. Matane.